ज्ञानं जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय भक्त्या विहीना अपराधलक्ष्यै चेप्तास्य कामान् तरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते च यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया पुत्रेति तन्मयतया सर्वोऽभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयम् तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति दिव्यराहु तं न मां चर Maharaj Indra is so angry that we are appealing to you all that you should come with us and we should try to vacate his land, please. So he is angry. Or are going to a spiritual world and they will go. So Indra is unhappy. So Jalakar is here, the father of Indra, Jalakar. Oh, he should pray Krishna that he should come and make him quiet.
I'm trying.
Now you should be ready to come with me or come to India with me.
Hello.
And we should go where? On the bank of Ganges, where Triveni is there. From ancient time, this place is very secret, sacred, very sacred. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there and Sanatana Goswami came and met him on the bank of Ganges on Dashashwamedh Ghat. They are talking each other and Mahaprabhu is inspiring him. So let us go there. Have his seat there and then here. You know, that what is the process that a devotee should go in that process to any high class of any devotee? The process which Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami adopted. What? Be penniless. first be Sharanagati. Surrender yourself. Six items there. And be dependent on Krishna. He will support us, nourish us. We have this faith. In any way he cannot give up. So these six limbs of Saranagati should be first there. And penniless. No shirt, no pocket. And no dhoti, only up to here, nothing. And if you have anything, any pocket, any shirt, anything, oh Mahaprabhu will always look thorough. What it is. Unless you will give up, like Sanatana Goswami. Oh, this is the process. First belief should be on Krishna. If he has created lakhs and lakhs universe and he is supporting, nourishing all, even creatures in ocean, on air, on earth, here and there, he will not, he must what? Support and nourish. He must. Because he has told. He has promised. He has not only promised, he has told his dearest devotee, oh, you should promise. If I am doing any promise, it may be wrong. But if my devotee is promising, oh, I must do that, I must follow. So he has to. Na me bhaktah, finish. What is the meaning? Are no me bhaktah pranashyati. Never. So, now, Mahaprabhu is fully satisfied by his surrender. And he promised that I will follow you. Then Guru gives anything. First you are going to any pure devotee, who is Tattva Darshi, knowing all conclusion, you should go. And three things will be there. Pranipatena, Pariprasnena, Pranipat, like Sanatana Goswami to Mahaprabhu. Pariprasna, oh, he is asking so many questions, but not question. Pariprasna, very in humble way. If I am qualified, oh, you can. If I am qualified. And then, Parikrishnena Shevaya. Shevaya, what Seva? What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered him to establish temple, to publish so many books and Vedic culture? Oh, he did. All this Haribhakti Vilas he did. Oh, Tikan Srimad Bhagavatam. Commentary to Srimad Bhagavatam. Commented so many things. Brihad Bhagavatam, best book. So he fulfilled the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now Sanatana Goswami is so humble. Not like, like a friend, you went to any pure devotee and took a chair and sitting. Oh Gurudev, can you tell me? Not challenging you. Tabe Sanatan Prabhu de Charna Dharya Dainya Vinati Kare Dande Dante Trina Dharya. Are you? The Chaitanya Chaitamri by Swamiji or Sanatan Goswami talk some a straw in his mouth. Why? I am more wretched than this. Oh, humble. I will follow your order. So So this is the tendency of anyone who is going to any high class of devotees. You can remember your Gurudev. You can remember. I can remember more than you. I have seen his humbleness to devotees, to Sripad Sridhar Maharaj, to my Gurudev, to Sarang Bhakti Sarang Goswami Maharaj. Oh, there are so many I have seen in their council of how humble he was. You cannot imagine even what I have seen, his humbleness. Oh, giving them so much honor, like a straw taking something, and he used to see and to hear. Very humble. That is why he became so successful. He telling Nichi Jati, Nichi Sangi, Patita Dham, Krishim Ubishaya Kupe Padi Gamai. What? Oh, Sishu. One should be given.
Sanatana Goswami said, I was born in a low family.
Good choice.
Real man, more complicated.
Sanatana Goswami said, I was born in a low family, and my associates are all low class men. I myself am fallen, and I'm the lowest of men. Indeed, I have passed my whole life fallen in the well of sinful materialism.
Who is explaining? Who is talking?
Our spiritual master.
What name?
Srila Prabhupada Nityalila Pravishta Om.
Himself he is writing?
No, he's translating it from Srila Krishna.
Translating. So we should try to be. What are you telling? Always with.
Repeat again.
Again.
Sanatana Goswami said.
Again, listen.
Sanatana Goswami said, I was born in a low family, and my associates are all low class men. I myself am fallen, and I'm the lowest of men. Indeed, I have passed my whole life fallen in the well of sinful materialism.
Oh, Sanatana Goswami was very high class of Brahmin family. Very high class of. Very learned. From previous. Was very pure. And offered to Krishna. Surrendered. But even how humbly he is telling, I'm of low class. My, can you tell these words to any your Shiksha Guru, Diksha Guru? Can? Oh, very rare. But your telling and behavior should be one. I think you cannot tell. Very humble, more than anyone. He is realizing himself and telling. Oh, you know Srimati Radhika. What she is telling? Oh, I am more than a straw, dry straw. I have no love and affection for Krishna. Even a little drop. I want to take a birth in the family of Pulindi, very low class. I want to be clouds. I want to be river Jamuna. I want to be a deer, cow calf. What they have love and affection for Krishna? I have not. But she is telling lie. Sanatana Goswami is telling lie. We cannot understand. He is telling all right from his side, but really he is not like so. So we should try to follow. And if you are not following, oh, you are what? Cheated. You are cheating yourself. But how you can think if you have not attended the association of high class of Vaishnava. Oh, these are the etiquette, this is the process by which we can go to any high class. You went to your Prabhupada, but this, you have no, you are not fortunate so much. You have not heard from any Siksha Guru that who was he and that is why. Oh, so many problems. So be like this. Apnar hitahit kichu na jani, gramme byabohare pandit tai satya parimani, kripa kari jadi more kariyache uddhar, apna kripa te kaho kartavya. What is the waiting? Don't take, always be. Don't bring here.
Srila Sanatana Goswami is continuing. I do not know what is beneficial for me and what is detrimental. Nonetheless, in ordinary dealings, people consider me a learned scholar, and I am also thinking of myself as such. Out of your causeless mercy, you have delivered me from the materialistic path. Now, by the same causeless mercy, please tell me what my duty is.
Ke ami ne amaye jare tapatra yaha nahi jani kemne hitah.
Who am I? Why do the threefold miseries always give me trouble? If I do not know this, how can I be benefited? Actually, I do not know how to inquire about the goal of life and the process for obtaining it. Be merciful to me and please explain all these truths.
Who are you? Yourself? Who are you? What name? Father's name and others?
Material name?
I am simply asking, who are you? Any name? Oh, in Golok Vrindavan, North history. He is in only Kurukshetra battle. It means that you don't know. We all, same thing. We don't know us. Sanatana Goswami is not telling false. He knows that he is Lavanga Manjari. But now, Yogamaya is covered. And he is playing a part of sadhak, disciple, practitioner. So we should try to follow him. I know that anyone of our council, they have no realization who I am. For us, he has questioned Mahaprabhu that, "Ke ami?" What is the meaning? It is called Sambandha Tattva. So many things will come. And Sanatana Goswami has explained. Who am I? Eternal servant of Krishna. At first Mahaprabhu told, "Oh, you know all, everything. And you are expert in these things. And you can make Uddhar of whole world. You can deliver whole world and you can help them to be pure Krishna conscious. But even you are asking for others' benefits. I know this." And he told so many slokas. "Oh, you are very qualified person. I'm telling you, who are you? And then he told, Jivera Swarupa Hai Nitya Krishna Das, Krishna Ratata Sasarti Bheda Bheda. Perhaps I know that all of you, those who are senior Vaishnava of Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, they know these two lines. Jivera Swarupa Hai, then Krishna. You also try to remember. These words are transcendental. They can may help you also. Oh, coming from the mouth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. These are more than Vedas. More than Vedas. Jivera Swarupa Hai Nitya Krishna Das. Oh, all these jiva, all the living entity, where here, there, all are Nitya Das, eternal servant of Das. Even the Baladev Prabhu, Nanda Yashoda, Garga Acharya, Shandilya, all are servant of Krishna, anyhow serving Krishna. And then, Krishna Tatastha Shakti Veda Bheda. What he has translated.
It is the living entity's constitutional...
Try to hear, not talking.
It is the living entity's constitutional position to be an eternal servant of Krishna because it is the marginal energy of Krishna and a manifestation simultaneously one and different from the Lord. Like a molecular particle of sunshine or fire. Krishna has three varieties of energy.
What?
Just as
then,
the...
What he told? Oh, can you tell what he, your Prabhupada told? You can you repeat what in translation he told? Jivera Swarupa Hai Nitya Krishna Das.
That we're all the eternal servant of Krishna. We all know that.
Once he says, oh, once he says, you'll be a Prabhupada. Sorry, what is it?
Oh. What? Why you are peeping here, there?
I'm so shy.
No, just hold. Can you?
The living entity is the marginal energy of the Lord, and he's the eternal servant Lord, simultaneously one with and yet different from the Lord as a molecular part of the sun, a fire of the sun.
Any example?
Like a particle of sunlight or a fire? Part.
Then, Krishna Bholi Shri Jiv Anadir Bahir Mukh. Oh, 117. Atayo Maya Tare De Sansara Adi Dukkha.
Forgetting Krishna, the living entity has been attracted by the external feature from time immemorial. Therefore, the illusory energy Maya gives him all kinds of misery in his material existence.
Again, I want to hear.
Forgetting Krishna, the living entity has been attracted by the external feature from time immemorial. Therefore, the illusory energy Maya gives him all kinds of miseries in material existence.
Oh, you should know all the languages of universe are not transcendental. But Krishna and jivas and his manifestations all are transcendental. Any worldly language cannot speak thoroughly about transcendental things. Sometimes malice of language will come and you cannot define soul. There must be something lacking, defective. If Krishna is forgetting, what word he has written?
Forgotten.
Then forgotten means what is the meaning? Oh, he knew, but he forgotten. At first, originally he was knowing him, serving him, but anyhow, any reason, a special reason, he forgot. This meaning will come, but this is defective. Also, we will see and judge that if Guru is telling something and he has told something before and now he is telling and it may be some contradictory things. But if Guru is bona fide, anything not wrong, we will have to reconcile. How? By the words of previous acharyas in his line, whom he has accepted. Like Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, like Bhakti Vinod Thakur, or Narottam Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Baladev Vidya Bhushan in Tattva. We will see that he is telling in his line or not. And what they are telling, but he is telling some contradictory, this and that both, then we should decide by the words of the gurus he has accepted. And Shastra and Krishna has told. We should try to judge by that. And then we'll have to reconcile it. We know that very qualified and realized soul cannot tell anything lie, which is not true. But we will have to reconcile it. Here he told, but he has not clarified who Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling. But not so much clear. Again, come here. 102. Mayamukta jivar nahi Krishna smriti gyan jivar kripaya kaila Krishna ved puran.
The conditioned soul cannot revive his Krishna consciousness by his own effort. But out of his causeless mercy, Lord Krishna compiled the Vedic literature and its supplements, the Puranas.
Why he told this? Why? If Guru is following that Ved and Puran, he is telling to Ved Puran according, or giving these some examples and some praman, evidence from Puran, then he is okay. Alright. But if he is not, the Ved and Puran not following his all words, then there should be something lacking. So we should see in Veds and Purans, but we are not qualified to see. Here is the matter. But if you are sincere, or by hearing the high class of association, you can think about this. Here also not clear, or come again. But we will have to reconcile by Shastra and Guru Parampara what my Gurudev is telling. He cannot tell anything beyond their line. Never. because he had accepted that line and accepted Ved, Puran, Upanishad, Bhagavatam, Gita. So he must tell anything
we don't understand. There is something wrong with us.
Yes, also. So we should try to associate with high class of Vaishnava. Those who are in this line, equal to Gurudev. Even not equal, but in their line. Then, come here. Twenty-two chapter, Madhya, 10 to 13. Same thing. I'm telling all these things to clear this subject. Advaya Gyan Krishna Tattva Swayam Bhagavan Swarup Shakti Rupe Hayatar Anastha Swans Vibhinans Rupe Haya Vistar Ananta Vaikunth Brahmande Karana Vihar Swans Vistar Chaturviha Avatargan Vibhinans Jivatar Shakti Deva. You should read the translation. 7 to 9.
Krishna is the non-dual absolute truth.
It is clear? Krishna is
non-dual absolute truth.
What is that? What is that? You should understand. Krishna is Advaita Gyan. Can you define clearly? Achate, you should try. Attemptively, you should hear very hard subject.
Deep
subject. Advaita Gyan. Have you heard this word? Advaita Gyan?
Yes.
But try.
Srimad Bhagavatam is stated. Vedanti tat tat bhavidas tat dvam yad gyanam advayam nameti paramatneti bhagavan iti shabdete. The absolute truth, it is Advaya Gyan Paratattva. It is the supreme truth, and it is Advaya Gyan. Advaya means non-dual. There is no duality in that absolute truth. Yet,
what is the meaning?
Advaya means non-dual in English.
One without a second.
This absolute truth is perceived in three features: Brahman, Paramatma,
I'm not going to that point.
Yes.
I want to come in Advaita Gyan. What is Advaita Gyan?
So our acharyas have explained that Bhagavan, being the Supreme Personality of Godhead and Absolute Truth, there is no duality in Him. Duality, or dvaya, duality does not exist in Him, therefore He is called Advaya Gyan Paratattva. Dvaya, or duality, can be divided into three categories: Swagat Ved, Vijatiya Ved, and Sajatiya Ved. So, we'll explain these one by one. First of all, Swagat Ved. This means there is no duality in relationship in regard to His own transcendental form. For example, Krishna, He has a transcendental form. One may argue there's duality in this form. Why? Because He has a head, and His head is different from His feet. His feet are different from His hands. His hands are different from His legs.
Twice.
His nose is different from His ears. His ears are different from His eyes. But no, this is not the case. In Brahma Samhita, it is described that all the senses of the Supreme Lord can perform all the functions of all the other senses. So therefore, what he can perform with his eyes, the same function he can perform with ears, what he can perform with his hands, he can perform with his feet,
his sense of touch can smell, his sense of smell can hear, his hearing can see. In this way, even though it appears to be duality there, there is no duality at all. He is absolute. So there is no hate, no difference in regard to his own transcendental form. This is called swagat bhed. Then, sajatiya bhed. Sajatiya bhed means sajatiya. That which is in the same category as him is also non-different from him. For example, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the Supreme Personality of Godhead has many forms. Kurma, Matsya, Varaha, Ram, Kalki, Narsingha. Many different forms. And there appears to be duality between them. But from the platform of Tattva Siddhanta, philosophical principles, they are all one tattva that is called Vishnu Tattva. Advaita Majuta Manadi Mananta Rupam Adyam Parana Purusham Navayoga Namcha. Though he has unlimited forms, these forms are Advaita. They are none different from each other.
Or they are called
tattva, Vishnu Tattva.
They are called Swansha Tattva. Swansha. His own manifestation. They are not independent, they are to do anything. They are himself Krishna. So they are called swansa. And bibhinans, oh, much difference. So Ram, Nishinga, Kalki, Bhaman, all are swansa. But it seems, oh, they are different. What is this? This is called Vaishishtya, a speciality of Krishna. Though they are seen in different faces and bodies, but all independent, or they are all existing in Krishna. Yes, so same thing. So these are called swamis.
So first type of bhed.
All the gopis, Gop, Nanda Baba, Yashoda, Baladev Prabhu in there, and here in Vaikuntha Lok, so many associates. Or here so many forests, jungles, we are all. What is this? What is this? There are so many things. But anything, anyone is not dependent.
Independent.
All are dependent to Krishna. So these are Vaishishta, not anything else. So there is no bhed at all, no difference at all. If anyone quite independent with on Krishna, no dependency on Krishna, then he may be anyone. Even Kansa, Jarasandha, anyone is not dependent. So all are including in Krishna, and that is called Advaita. More?
So, Swagat Swagat Bhed, there's no difference in Krishna's own body, and Gani Yasya Sakale Avriti Manti. All senses can perform all functions of senses. Second type of Bhed, in the same category as Krishna, his own swansa, his own expansions, they're all one tattva, Vishnu tattva. So there's no difference here. Now the third type of Bhed, this is called Bijatiya Bhed. Is there any difference between Krishna and those things which are bijatiya? They are of a different category than Krishna, such as the jivas, they are bibhinans tattva, they are his separated parts and parcels, and also maya, the material energy, is not in the same category as Krishna. Is there any difference between them? No. Srila Jiva Goswami Pad in his Sandarbhas has written, ekameva paraman tattvam svabhavya kachincha shaktiya, that the absolute truth is one, but he's manifest in four manifestations, which are inconceivably all taken together to be Advaya Gyan Paratattva. We can understand this by a simple example. The sun, the internal feature of the sun, this is the first aspect. Then the globe of the sun, the mandal, Surya mandal. Then the rays coming out from the sun, and then the remotely situated reflection of the sun. These are four features, but these four features all depend upon the sun, and they cannot be separated from each other. In the same way, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is like the internal aspect of the sun. His Vaikuntha planets and expansions, they're considered to be like the sun disk itself, Surya Mandal. And the jivas are like the rays emanating from the sun. And Maya is like the remotely situated reflection of the sun. All taken together, this is Advaya Gyan Paratattva. There cannot be any difference in them.
Thank you. Now, this point, Bibhinans Jeev Shakti Teganan, they are not persons, personified. What he has translated Shakti Teganan? Ninth.
Expansions of his personal self, like the quadruple manifestation of Sankarsana, Pradyumna,
and... No. Vibhinans Jivta Shakti Teganan. Ninth. After that.
The living entities, jivas, are divided into two categories. Some are eternally liberated.
One line above. Vibhinans jiv ta shakti te ganan. Or jivar shakti.
The separated expansions are living entities. Although they are expansions of Krishna, they are counted among the different potencies.
Yes, they are a potency. You should know. But here we see, men, women, so many things. But all are manifestation of, they are parinam of tatastha shakti. Transformation of marginal potency. But you should know this marginal potency, not in Golok Vrindavan. His special root, mool root, original form, Yog Maya Devi, Swarup Shakti. And from them all are manifested. These Vibhinans Ji, Vibhinans Pane? Separated, partial. There are two kinds. One, Nitya Mukta. Nitya Mukta means? They have never been in Maya. Never. Eternal associate. Serving Krishna in so many forms. They have never seen Maya. What is called Maya? Never. And one Nitya Sansar. Nitya Sansar means? Eternally. They have never seen Golok Vrindavan. They have never seen Krishna. They have never gone there. Nitya Sansar. From earth, from their constitutional position, they have never seen Krishna. So there is no question that they have forgotten or they have come from there. No question. Then, Nitya Mukta, Nitya Charane, Krishna Charane Unmukha. What is telling? And Krishna Parishadanam Bhunje Sevas. You should translate.
Apart from the ever liberated devotees, there are the conditioned souls who always.
Why not from above?
Those who are eternally liberated are always awake to Krishna consciousness, and they render transcendental loving service at the feet of Lord Krishna. They are to be considered eternal associates of Krishna, and they are eternally enjoying the transcendental bliss of serving Krishna.
And Nitya Baddha, Krishna Hiten Nitya Bahirmukh, Nitya Sansare Bhunje Narakadiduk.
Apart from the ever-liberated devotees, there are the conditioned souls who always turn away.
What is the meaning of this? You should try to think over very deeply. Nitya Sansar. What is the meaning? Eternally. They have never been there. He's telling. Bhunje Narakadi Dukha. Oh, they are going to for 14 loks here and there. In cyclic order. From beginning they are going. No constitutional growth is there. No. Only something is there. Potentially. Go on, more. Sei dosha maya pisachi tare dandakar.
Due to being opposed to Krishna consciousness, the conditioned soul is punished by the witch of the external energy, maya. He is thus ready to suffer the threefold miseries. Miseries brought about by the body and mind, the inimical behavior of other living beings, and natural disturbances caused by the demigods.
No. Jajara dharaman hari bo mind. You should come with me. Again in there, in the council of Mahaprabhu and Srinapa, with fresh mind. He has told